Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Thank you. And could you please tell me? I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress and local offices in June of 2024. Are you almost certain?
Yes.
Thank you. Just for classification purposes, in what year you were born?
1975.
Thank you. What is your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Thank you. How about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
My part of New Jersey is all right. It's just there's more national stuff. The inflation, cost of living, border security.
Thank you. I like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. 100 that you feel favorable, and 50 neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. And if you don't recognize one of them, let me know. The first one is Shavonda Sumter.
The what?
Shavonda Sumter.
Oh, no, she's horrible. She's a 1, a 0.
Okay, so from 1 to 100?
A 1.
Thank you. Andre Sayeh.
Sayeh, he's a good guy. I give him about a 90, 95.
Thank you. Tammy Murphy.
Tammy Murphy?
Yes.
No idea. 50.
Okay. Oh, you give a 50 or you have never heard about her?
No, never heard of her. Never heard of her.
Okay. Andy?
Governor Murphy.
Okay. Andy Kim?
No idea.
Okay. Bill Pascrell.
Bill Pascrell, I give him, I don't know, about a 75.
Thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove the job that that Bill Pascrell is doing as a member of Congress?
He's doing good for Congress. He's doing all right in Congress. Just some of his foreign policy issues I don't agree with, but okay. That's a difference.
Okay, so would you say that approve or disapprove?
I approve of them.
Strongly or somewhat?
Do I approve it strongly? I probably give him about a 75.
Okay, so you strongly approve him or you're someone approve him?
Somewhat approve him.
Thank you. Would you say that Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year? Or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
Somebody new. Pascrell's been there for like 30 years already.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Andy, for whom would you vote?
Well, definitely not Menendez. I would have to do my homework on the other two.
Okay, so between Tammy Murphy and Andy Kim?
Yeah, I would have to do my homework on them.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and you have to decide right now, for whom would you lean towards voting? Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, or Andy Kim?
Bobby Murphy or Kim? Definitely not Menendez. Menendez is crooked as a $4 bill.
Okay, so between Tammy Murphy and Andy Kim, for whom you lean the most?
I don't know. 50-50.
Okay.
Undecided.
Okay. In the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Bill Sasquel, and Andre Sayed, for whom will you vote?
Sayed. I would vote for Sayed.
Thank you. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Andre Sayed and Bill Sasquel, for whom will you vote?
Sayed.
Thank you. Okay, we are halfway to the survey. We're almost done. I'm going to read some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support that candidate for Congress. The first one says, Andre Sayed has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018. Where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Sayed has secured over $1 billion in new investment for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Would this make you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
More likely, because I actually see the improvement in South Patterson. I go there all the time.
Thank you. Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself.
He's not progressive. He's not progressive. Bernie Sanders is progressive.
Okay. As one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors, he used his position to fight for tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers, an international trade agreement that look out for the American worker. Would this make you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
Probably, yeah, more likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And Shavonda Sumter is a state assembly woman and a staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at
Less
all
likely.
To support.
Less likely. She was for the bail reform, and if all it did was let more dangerous people, criminals, out in the streets.
Thank you. After hearing that information, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Bill Pascrell, and Andre Sayed, for whom will you vote?
Sayed.
Thank you. And the last part, I'm going to read you just a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if after each statement, if it makes you less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely or less likely at all to support that candidate for Congress. The first one says, Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live, crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' school continue to suffer. Much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, or not less likely at all to support her.
Less likely.
That would be somewhat, a little, much less likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinians and civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, not less all likely at all.
Less likely.
Much, someone, or a little.
Somewhat.
Thank you. With Andres Agye, as a mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control, and due to the Agye lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
Much less likely.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the justice. That's the prosecutors and the judges not taking these criminals and giving them lengthy prison terms. You know, these guys that do the shooting, one of the guys that did the shooting, he had serious drugs and gun charges. He should have gotten 6 years, but he was out 5 months later and he killed someone. So it's not the mayor, it's the judges and the prosecutors. So I would still vote for Assayag, more likely.
Okay, so that would be much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely.
A little less likely.
Thank you. And Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress mm-hmm. for the last 26 years. Pascrell is
yeah.
part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, not all less likely.
Wait, to vote for him or to...
To support him.
No, I'd be less likely to support him. He's 87. We'll even be able to serve a full term.
Okay, so that would be much less likely or someone less likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Okay, after hearing that information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Bill Pascrell, and Andres Agye, for who would you vote?
Zayed.
Thank you. And the Democratic primary for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andres Zayed and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Zayed.
Thank you. The following questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. And what is your religious background?
Born Catholic, but I'm not practicing.
Okay. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
Yeah.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.